AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is not pleased with states that are taking away mask mandates.
The last thing we need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi has already done it. Texas's mask mandate goes away next week. Alabama's mask requirement runs out later today. Governor Kay Ivey is expected to make some kind of announcement later today. The number of people filing claims for unemployment edged higher last week. The AP's Ben Thomas has the numbers.
The Labor Department's latest weekly report shows jobless claims rose to 745,000, an increase of 9,000 over the previous week. Though the pace of layoffs has eased since the year began, they remain high by historical standards, and the number suggests employers continue to cut jobs. An estimated 18 million Americans are currently receiving some form of jobless aid.
Law enforcement is on high alert around the Capitol after intelligence uncovered a possible plot by a militia group to storm the building again. It appears to be connected to a far-right conspiracy theory promoted by QAnon supporters that former President Donald Trump will rise again to power today, March 4th, the original presidential inauguration day. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has delivered her first opinion. The 7-2 decision released today is in a case about the Federal Freedom of Information Act, in which Barrett explains makes records available to the public upon request unless those records fall within one of nine exemptions. Barrett wrote for the court that certain draft documents are not subject to disclosure under the Freedom of Information Act. The 11-page opinion comes in the first case Barrett heard after joining the court in late October following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Police say a shooting by a police officer in Houston injured a baby boy and killed a man who was driving a car linked to several robberies. This is AP News. 7-year-old Liza Scott has a lemonade stand at her mom's bakery near Birmingham, Alabama. What is the money going for?
For my brain thingy, whatever it's called.
Mom Elizabeth Scott goes into more detail.
She's got some upcoming brain surgery due to some cerebral malformations that were recently discovered.
Lemonade cost a quarter, and Liza says people are buying.
I got a $20 bill and a $50 bill. And a $10 bill and a $5 bill and a $100 bill.
Mom says Liza was still in the hospital after suffering two major seizures when she came up with the idea to help out with the stand.
It really just speaks to her wanting to have fun and take her mind off of things and be a part of the journey ahead.
Liza is set to have surgery Monday in Boston. Her little stand has made more than $12,000 in a few days, nearly all through donations. Ed Donahue, AP News.